Reports indicate that Jersey Mike's may be for sale. Business at Chick-fil-A is booming, and a new chicken battle is brewing. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally.
And I'm RB Senior Editor Joe Guskowski. The investment giant Blackstone has been identified as one of the companies pursuing an acquisition of the Jersey Mike's subs chain, with a valuation under discussion of $8 billion. The sandwich chain would neither confirm nor deny the report, but CEO and owner Peter Kankro raised the possibility of a deal during an interview last year with Restaurant Business. He indicated a few weeks ago that nothing was imminent.
Breaking news! Chick-fil-A's restaurants do big business. The chicken sandwich chain's system sales in the U.S. neared $22 billion last year. That's according to the company's franchise disclosure document. The company operates nearly 3,000 locations, and those locations are highly successful. Overall average unit volumes last year were $7.5 million, far more than almost any limited service chain. But its standalone units outside malls now average $9.4 million. That's more than twice the nearly $4 million AUVs of the highly successful McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A isn't open on Sundays.
What's the next big battle in the restaurant business? It may be between Wingstop and Popeyes. The two chicken chains for years may have sold similar products, but they weren't strict competitors, given their products were for different occasions. But that has increasingly changed as both chains have expanded their menus. Wingstop in late 2022 added a line of chicken sandwiches that has helped the brand flourish and control costs. This year, Popeyes added chicken wings and then marketed them during the Super Bowl. The result is a head-to-head battle against two rapidly growing chicken players.
Delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats would have to let customers know how much restaurants are paying them under a bill filed in California last month. Under the terms of SB 1490, the providers would have to disclose at checkout how much of the order total goes to the restaurant and to the delivery company. Delivery apps charge restaurants as much as 30% per order for their services. The bill aims to bring more transparency to those costs.
Bob Evans changed the spec on the cod in its fried fish platter, and sales skyrocketed, as we share in Arby's latest Behind the Menu feature. Instead of the large 8-ounce cod fillet the chain used to purchase, they now get in 3-ounce Alaskan wild cod fillets and serve 3 per plate, garnished with 2 fried onion rings. Customers prefer the smaller fillets because they can be picked up like chicken fingers and dipped. And there's a new dipping sauce served on the side, dill tartar sauce. The 3-ounce fillets have a lower food cost, and Bob Evans passes the savings on to customers. The platter goes for $11.99 rather than the $12.59 the large cod fillet commanded.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.